This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America and around the world on some of America's great radio stations, as well as the satellite, where many of our military men and women are listening to us right now around the world, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our Border Patrol 911 dispatchers, as well as all those people working on the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, construction workers, and the mail haulers, too, and the bulk mail centers for the job you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. And joining us right now, 7 past the hour, Ms. Rosemary, the bear intercessor. Hey, kiddo.
Hi, Captain. Wow. You know, since Friday, I have not stopped. And so it's very hard for me tonight if I sound everybody a little strange. You know, oh, my gosh, I haven't stopped since Friday. Okay, I was going to welcome Mike Gallagher, but I guess he's not coming till Wednesday. But I want to say something about him.
He'll be in town tomorrow.
Oh, well, he might not hear this, so I'll have to say it again. But if you guys have listened to him, I don't listen to everybody because I don't have time. You got to know my life as a prayer intercessor is crazy. But anyway, I have heard Mike Gallagher at times, and what I like about him is I can say this really truthfully. If anybody's sincere in his beliefs, and I do believe he is a Christian because he doesn't mind talking about God or Jesus, and he just has a genuineness about him, and it's just so nice to have him here because I know he's on the same network as most of you know, and I think 9 to noon. I don't even remember, but I know I've heard him a few times and I'm amazed.
He's on live 9 to noon, but he's played delayed in other areas.
But I've heard him a couple of times and I was amazed because I kind of feel like he does. When he starts to want to cry, I'm crying, you know, that type of thing. But anyway, okay, I tried to get some little messages together this week, a little different. I had some help. What do you guys want to hear? I went with, and I want to, just because we know that this weekend's a very important weekend coming up, I will save the best for last, of course, Good Friday and Resurrection Day, which is actually Easter. But let me tell you about a man. Very important man who lived in the 1200s. He was born into nobility, very wealthy. His father was a merchant, and at that time, I guess he was the wealthiest in the whole town. And he worked with him early on, of course, and then he went to war, came back, and he didn't like the way that his father was running his business. He was using the poor and the lepers without paying them. You know, a little bit of food. Anyway, he was they were very mistreated. Well, this man had found faith in the war because he'd been injured, and his faith was strong in God. And so he said, I just can't do this. I don't want any of this anymore. So his father disinherited him. He said, you'll never have a penny from me. He said, it doesn't matter. I don't want it. And he actually helped the lepers and the poor establish churches. And the encyclopedia, this is interesting, when I was very young, and I'm not Catholic, when I was very, very young, I read this in the encyclopedia. It stated, no one ever lived as close in life as to Jesus Christ as this man. That's quite a statement to make. So I studied his life even more carefully. And he had gone to Arabia with the very, very, you know, the Islamic group would have killed him. Because he was definitely a Christian. But do you know that for some reason God protected him so much, you're going to like this one, Captain, that one of them said, you almost persuaded me, you know, to go your way. But he did develop a disease there. He actually died at 44 of blindness, which he got in Arabia, and also malnutrition. But he left us a prayer for peace, a universal one, which, hard not to cry when you know his life. And it is, some of you, I've read it, I think a couple years ago I read the whole thing, but I won't read it all tonight. But it's the universal prayer for peace for everyone, and this is the bottom part of it he wrote for us. O Divine Master, grant that I may seek not so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it's in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying to others that we are born to eternal life. We can thank St. Francis of Assisi for giving a life of, I actually have books on him that you wouldn't believe what this man went through, for his true, sincere love for others. And when he could have, when he was a rich man, could have had everything. In fact, I actually have his movie. His, I've played it many times for churches, the DVD, and they were, I had to cut out one part. It was filmed in Italy. And it was a little, but it was for real, right there. And I will tell you that, you know, in life, people, and this is one thing that I've learned. You know, we need to appreciate we're in the freest nation. We're in America. God bless for that. That we, you know, I know that things are tough right now, but we're in America. We're Americans. We can pray. We can, and thank God with our president and vice president, we have that. That we can do that now, you know, without fear of being killed, you know, or tortured, like, so far at least, Captain. I don't know what's going to happen later. But anyway, I have hope because of all the stories I read of what people have gone through. And I really believe in my soul, and I'm going to end with this. I believe, or I wouldn't put it on here, we are going to win. There's no way. By the way, as far as parties, there is no Democratic Party anymore. It's gone. I don't know what they call themselves, but they're gone.
Democrat Socialist.
I don't even use the word Democrat. It's not a party I ever understood. Now I don't. But we're going to win in the end. So don't despair. Just have hope. We're all together in this. And I'll try to give a few uplifting messages. And Good Friday, you're really going to get one. God bless you all. Remember, I love you, and God loves every one of you. Captain, thank you. And thank you for being the greatest host anybody could ask for.
Oh, geez. I'm just me.
Oh, well, I know you don't.
Got to go. Got to go. All right. Yeah, it's just me. Okay, it's all about we the people here. Let's remember that. It's not about me. It's about we the people and what we the people can accomplish when we all work together. All righty, I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends over at the Mission Barbecue, because on Tuesdays you can come have lunch with the Captain at the Mission Barbecue located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in the Town and Country section of Tampa, just off of the Veterans Expressway to the east between the First and Second Light. Now, they honor all of America's heroes there, whether or not you've been in the military or you're a first responder. My helmet is over there from the World Trade Center up on the wall, proudly displayed. And it's where every day at noontime they stop everything they're doing and they play the national anthem. Everybody comes to attention. Veterans salute. Civilians put their hands over their heart. And that's what they do every day at noon. It's a tremendous feeling. So join me tomorrow for lunch, Tuesdays, at Mission Barbecue right here, 5602 West Waters Avenue. Look forward to seeing you there. We have a table all set up. You'll meet some of the gang from the Captain's Army, and we always like to see new people there, too. All right, joining us right now, we've got our friend Nelson up there in Jasper. Hey, Nelson, has the train come by yet?
No, I haven't heard it. Of course, I just got back.
That was those guys the other night. That was exactly who we were talking about.
Did they call you back? It's ironic that we were able to talk about it on national radio.
And they heard us.
Well, I hope they were embarrassed enough to, to move it, but they're a great team, and they have to do their job, too, and whatever caused them to do it, I'm sure there was a good reason, but it made national radio. Can you imagine?
That's funny.
Yes, it is.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Okay, I wanted to talk about a young man, a man by the name of Christian, Michael Christian.
Mm-hmm.
He was a POW for 6 years over in the Hanoi Hilton during the Vietnam War.
Yep.
And he came to notice mostly because Purdue University has an ROTC Hall of Fame. And he was inducted into that Hall of Fame, and that's where I first learned of him. He had actually graduated from Purdue University in 1964.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reason he is so, should be so remembered by us, and the world was not created by us. Sometimes we think we are the creators. We are not. There are so many of us who are leaders and others who are anonymous in their leadership, actually.
Yep.
But this is what this man did during those 6 years in the Hanoi Hilton. He found a handkerchief in the mud in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And he turned it into a United States flag. He brought together fibers from different materials, and he had a needle made out of the bamboo shoots and this sort of thing, and he weaved and made the stars for the flag.
Yep.
And every evening, in secret, on the wall for all of the American POWs to look at was his flag, and they all straightened up and honored that flag the entire time. And this month, April, is the year, is the month of the year 1975 that officially the Vietnam War ended. And I am of that generation. That was my war. And some of, you know, wars have come, battles have come since and before. It didn't start with that either, and it didn't end with that. But I wanted to mention and bring to people's attention Mike Christian, POW.
And I hope Dan the Man's listening up there because he works at Purdue University.
Ah.
And if he is, he can definitely fill us in a little bit more about that.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, Nelson, that's fantastic. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. And Mike Christian, I remember the name, and I remember he was a POW MIA. Now, somebody sent me this tweet from Cher, and they asked me what I thought. Let's see. Who sent it to me? Stacy sent it to me from Kansas City, Missouri. She says, Captain, believe it or not, Cher must have gotten religion. Here's what she said in a tweet. This is from Cher's official account. I understand helping struggling immigrants, but my city, Los Angeles, isn't taking care of its own. What about the 50,000 plus citizens who live on the streets, people who live below poverty, and they're hungry? If my state can't take care of its own, many are vets, how can it take care of any more that would be sent to us? Well, gosh, Cher, why don't you give some of your money to the city to help out the soup kitchens and all that are trying to work with the homeless people that are being encouraged to come there because it's a sanctuary city and live on the streets. How about that one, Cher? Put your money where your mouth is. Now, we'll see. And again, it's the official website of Cher. This looks like it's her. Yep, it's her. So there you go. But and again, thanks for sending me that, Stacy. I didn't really expect to get that. But she heard us talk about that in the first hour, Kyle Warren and I, so she figured that we should know that. Now, Democrats are dangerous. And while the parents of today's Democratic leaders worked hard remembering the Depression, many of their children were a bored and spoiled group. Fact of the matter is, like children with too much time in their hands, the 60s and 70s types that dominate today's Democratic Party grew up hating the system, hating our form of government, hating its institutions. They shunned the church, accused them of being collaborators in their own preserved oppression. Many of them found their answer in drugs, others in free sex or both. And the dissolution of any moral code was certainly a sensed improvement for them. Now, they wanted change, not because it was a value, but change for the sake of their own advancement. And they devalued their parents' ethics, but couldn't with any intelligence tell you why with any amount of articulation they were doing it. How do people become multimillionaires in government service or advancing race relations? How do people become multimillionaires? You know why? They dupe the people into sending money for their campaigns, for their programs, for their charities. They dupe the people. And how many grade school children now come home crying to their parents that we're all in danger of dying in 12 years if their parents don't support the global warming crisis? I actually heard that from one of my neighbors telling me that. And we just shook our heads. And Democrats right now have become world-class hypocrites. They constantly tell us that illegal immigration is good. It's our strength. It's good for our economy. It makes us stronger as a nation. However, when the president announced on Friday that he was considering sending illegals to sanctuary cities in the states where they're at, the left's reaction could barely be understood for all their stuttering, yelling, and disbelief that he would do such a thing. Wow. In the Democratic Party today, folks, it's a conflict in values. They fought for freedom in their youth and now fight for those freedoms to be restricted or taken away as long as it protects their doctrine. Think about this for a minute. Who riots and demands that our freedoms and rights be cut back? Who wants the First Amendment curbed? Who is it that wants the Second Amendment abolished? Who wants carbon energy abandoned in 12 years? Who wants mothers to have rights to kill their babies before and after birth? Who fights against any public display of faith or Christianity and can't even decide if God exists? Who wants biological laws revised? Who allows men pretending to be women to use women's restrooms? Who is it that demands open borders that would all but destroy our national sovereignty, spread disease and crime? Who's fighting to do away with the Electoral College that would effectively eliminate the voices of the majority of states in the selection of our president? And who wants illegal aliens to vote? Not me. Not you. Not conservative, independent, American-thinking individuals. And I'll tell you what, that's why I'm saying Democrats are dangerous. They will say anything to win an election. They've run out of ideas, so they're now content to just force open everyone's pocketbook and distribute the contents to any supporter who will vote for them. They neither share in our founding fathers' dream or believe in it. They are dangerous because they're a dying party on their way out. You talk about change? What Democrat says stupid things to black voters like, vote for a Republican and they'll put you back in chains. Back in chains? Hell, it was the Democrats that put the people in chains. Remember? That's American history that they want you to forget about. And who wants socialism? A system, despite Democratic propaganda, that has never been successful in any country, anywhere around the world, and has killed millions of people to boot. Think about that as we go to break and we come back. Democrats are dangerous. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, our first military and veterans news segment coming right up. We've got some interesting things to talk about tonight. And don't forget, it's all about we the people here on this program. There's no I, me, or mine, what I do. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. the death toll continues to rise after a line of severe storms moved through the south. Sheriff of Moreau County, Mississippi, Cecil Cantrell, speaks of some of the tragic situations. A tornado killed an elderly man and devastated the community.
These people that are, you know, some of them people are going to be homeless, probably, it looks like. We're going to have some misplaced people, so, you know, that's number one, trying to take care of the people that have been misplaced at this point, making sure that they have a place to stay and water and all the necessities at this point. That's what we're really looking to help these people.
Dozens of people have been injured by the storms, some of them in the hospital with serious conditions. In Franklin, Texas, 55 homes were destroyed by a twister. The storms are still heading east, with millions of people bracing for the impact. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, I was over at the National Aviation Academy last week, got a chance to say howdy howdy to some of the students that were over there, and was very impressed again by the esprit de corps over there. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., which is a suburb of Boston, Massachusetts, and the other is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. Now, in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. And believe me, I know a lot of you are in a dead-end job. I know a lot of you are going nowhere. No chance for the future, a pay raise, or promotion. I know a lot of you are getting out of the military. You've got a skill. You're not sure what you want to do. I know a lot of you are getting out of high school. You don't know what it is you want to do. Here's an opportunity to go into an in-demand profession as an aviation maintenance tech and hit the ground running making $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year or more. And it's all up to you. It's all up to you. You have to take the first move. So schedule a tour. Schedule a tour at one of the two National Aviation Academy locations. Check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080 to find out more. And always make sure to tell them the captain sent you to get the white gloves treatment, because that's what you'll get. And by the way, the facility up there in Concord, Mass., is being expanded to take on more students because they've got more students wanting to enroll. Now, the VFW testified on economic opportunity legislation, and one of the people on the committee they testified in front of was the ranking member, Gus Belorakis, from the Tampa Bay area, congressman down here, as well as the chairman, Mr. Levin, from Michigan. And the efforts to push forward veterans issues was at the forefront to once again help with eliminating any barriers within the VA's vocational rehabilitation and an employment program. And they also wanted to expand programs for homeless veterans, ending in inequities for the Fry Scholarship and others that were discussed during the course of the hearing. Now, some of you may know what the Congressional Gold Medal is because it's been awarded to a few people, probably listening in this audience right now for various things. But Senator Tom Udall, Democrat of New Mexico, introduced Senate Bill number 1093, which is the awarding of the Congressional Gold Medal, which is Congress's highest recognition of appreciation, to the defenders of Bataan and Corregidor, who just hours after the attack on Pearl Harbor became the first to be fired upon by the Imperial Japanese Army as they invaded the then U.S. territory of the U.S. Philippines and took all those soldiers captive that surrendered. And if you don't know about history, check out the Bataan Death March. In addition, legislation to establish new Agent Orange presumptive conditions was introduced. Now, there is an association between exposure to Agent Orange and bladder cancer, hypertension, and Parkinson's-like symptoms. And several congressmen introduced the House Resolution 2201, which is the VFW-supported Keeping Our Promises Act, which adds the new conditions to the list of conditions on the original bill that was put out there called Keeping Our Promises Act. So we'll let you know about what happens there, but that is, again, on the agenda, and we'll let you know how that works out here this week. It will be voted on again. By the way, in the past 2 weeks, the Senate and House Committees on Veterans Affairs have held meetings to conduct oversight on the VA's plan to implement the new VA Mission Act of 2018. The House hearing focused on the recent U.S. Digital Service review of the VA's IT software, which found deficiencies that could affect the VA's ability to deploy certain IT programs on time. Now we'll find out how that all works out. And oh, by the way, the latest MIA update is as follows. Army Corporal Benjamin W. Scott, 19, of Alamo, Mississippi, was brought home. He was declared missing in action on July the 12th, 1956, after July 1950, as a member of Company 1, 3rd Battalion, 21st Infantry Regiment, 24th Infantry Division, in North Korea, in the vicinity of Chuan in South Korea, he went missing. His remains were returned for burial. Navy Reserve journalist, third class Raul A. Guerra, 24, of Montebello, California. On October the 8th, 1967, Guerrero was aboard a E-1B tracer en route from Chulai Air Base to the aircraft carrier USS Oriskany, hitching a ride. Radar contact was lost with the aircraft about 10 miles northwest of Da Nang in South Vietnam, and he was later listed as missing, but his remains were found when they located the aircraft in the sea. An Army Air Force's second lieutenant, Walter B. Stone, 24 years old, of Andalusia, Alabama, on October the 22nd, 1943. He was killed when his P-47 Thunderbolt crashed in northern France during a bomber escort mission. Believed that he was shot down. Navy Seaman First Class Herbert J. Poindexter, Jr., 24, Jacksonville, Florida, died on December 7, 1941, when he was aboard the battleship, the USS Oklahoma, when the ship went down. And we welcome home those brave heroes to the eternal rest that they are so entitled to. You want to talk about somebody that's entitled to something? It's those people right there that I just mentioned. Those are the entitled ones. Now, so far, the only Pacific region, and more recently the Middle East, have seen operational deployments of the U.S. Army's Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System. But now, it's headed to Romania this summer, according to an article that's shown up in a U.S. European Command statement. Now, this Terminal Missile Defense System is being put there to counter any overflights or activity by the Russian Air Force, and this is similar to their S-400 system, but this one has a higher altitude to it. That's my understanding of the system. So this is a good thing for America and our military as we watch and see how things travel. Now, coming up right after this next break, we'll once again take a look at the highways and byways out there. We do have a storm system. There's been tornadic activity in this storm system as it moves across the northeastern part of the United States. It's already pretty close to the Hudson River on down into the central part of North Carolina, with some lingering effects in South Carolina as it's moving either out to sea or out through New England towards the Maritimes, the Canadian Maritimes, Nova Scotia. But it's been a killer storm so far. There have been people that have been killed, left behind. I believe the death total is 8. There are still some people missing. And a tornado touchdown also in Mississippi that we heard about, on top of the one that we knew about in Texas. And there's been a few other scattered ones, too. Okay, we're coming right back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the United States of America, and to all the ships at sea and the planes in the air and the truckers on the highway, too. Thank you for what you do, keeping America rolling along. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
That's Aaron Tippett, and Aaron Tippett, of course, bringing you the Trucker's Highway Byway music for this hour. Moving on, that's a spinoff of the one done by Mel Haggard, Merle Haggard, who did the original one many, many years ago for television. Moving on. Now, this portion of the Captain's America, our Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Family Automotive, and We're going to let you know about some severe thunderstorm activity in the East Coast right now, and some snow that's out there to the west, and also some interesting weather in the Midwest. Now, a strong cold front is pressing across the eastern states. It's going to continue in areas of severe thunderstorms and heavy rainfall from the northeast into the Carolinas and through Monday morning. Now, damaging winds and some hail and several tornadoes have been occurring during last night and tonight, overnight, and it'll remain possible for some of these storms that are severe. I'm looking at severe storm warnings right now in southeastern New York, very close to New York City, but just to the north and the west. I'm looking in New Jersey at severe thunderstorm warnings, Delaware, the coastline of Virginia, as this is starting to move out to sea and away from the New England area right now. And right now you're in the clear pretty much down in South Carolina. You still got some lingering rain behind in North Carolina. Got some rain in the mountains of Virginia and West Virginia. Some high winds as well. And a lot of rain tonight in upstate New York, north of Albany, headed up I-87 towards Quebec, as well as Vermont, New Hampshire, and now the rain in Maine, listen to that, the rain in Maine is raining not only in the western part, but also in the northern part up into Nova Scotia, and there's some heavy rain up in there. You do have some high winds across North Dakota tonight, along with some scattered showers in the eastern part of North Dakota, western part of Minnesota, a little bit of rain scattered around the eastern part of South Dakota, and northwestern Iowa. You've got some showers scattered in the upper portion tonight of Mississippi, and got some windy conditions in Oklahoma, southeast Oklahoma, northeast Texas. If you're rolling along I-30, you're going to have some winds to contend with. Catwoman and Road Dog said that there was some real high winds on I-57 today coming through Illinois. Several trucks have been blown over. Yep, I know that's true. Because that's a wide open section up there, and when the wind blows, you got nothing to stop it, nothing at all. And they had some gusts of wind, 60, 70, 80 miles an hour in some of those sections. Now, you do have a hard freeze warning tonight across southern parts of Illinois, central and eastern and southern Missouri, western Kentucky, northwestern Tennessee, and northeastern Arkansas tonight. The snow that was last hour pretty much all the way across the 40s, all the way across Michigan, is now over on the east side of Michigan, and it's moving out across Lake Huron. Looks like it's going to be going into Ontario here pretty quick, snow flurries, and there's even a snow advisory in some of the sections there in Canada right now in Ontario, so be advised of that. Now, out west, you've got snow in Wyoming. If you're planning on cutting up out of Little America on US 30 headed towards Montpelier, you're going to be in snow in those higher elevations going up US 30, so just to be advised of that. If you're out there in Nevada tonight, the southern sections of I-80, the mountainous area parts and southern part of Nevada tonight's got some snow flurries mixed in with some rain south of that, some high wind to the west over towards Reno. And the California mountains from east of Sacramento on down all the way to, well, now it's moved up a little bit. Now it's up around Bakersfield, the mountains there along the Nevada, the Sierra Nevadas. You've got some snow flurries in that section. Mountains in the San Bernardino mountains tonight. You've got high winds in eastern New Mexico, high winds in the panhandle of Oklahoma, and also northwestern Texas to include Amarillo. So keep that in mind. And that's where we're at. By the way, don't forget the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by our good friends at Moss Family Automotive. And Moss Family Automotive is spelled M-A-U-S. They have tremendous deals there. Four words you need to know. You serve, you save. You serve, you save. And that means exactly what it sounds like. All active duty military, all EMTs, all first responders, you all get preferred pricing on your new and certified pre-owned vehicles, and on the new vehicles, it can literally save you thousands of dollars right off the bat. All right, and we have got Denise Simon on the line right now, so let me switch on over there. I got to ask you a question here, Denise, and good morning to you, first of all.
Good morning.
Apparently, Customs and Border Patrol is now building two more tent cities, significant-sized tent cities. I'm being told these will be 15,000 to 20,000 residents each. Is that what you're hearing in Texas?
I have not heard what the volume is. So
$37 million worth of money to do it.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying I don't know what the volume is to house people.
Okay, well, that's what I've heard, and they're also going to be, there'll also be medical facilities along with it because...
Yes, you have to.
Yeah, because they got this terrible, terrible problem. But what did you think about the president offering to send some illegals to the sanctuary cities and right away, even... Go ahead.
Here's my thought. You know, when you let these people go and they're released, where are they going?
Yeah.
You know, are they trotting on over to Omaha? Are they trotting on over to, Boise, Idaho? I mean, Exactly. Do we have any sense of what that number is on a daily basis, where they're going and how they're getting there and what they're going to do when they do get there? Is there some kind of coordination? We need to define that. So I guess what's at issue here is, maybe we'll just help them out and we'll just go ahead and take them to a sanctuary city.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the other problem. It sounds good and sarcastic and all that, but then you have yet another issue because that entices them and more to stay because now they're protected in a sanctuary city.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure that is really a good idea on the other side.
Well, Cher found religion because she put out a tweet yesterday that got a lot of attention. I got it right in front of me. One of my listeners sent it to me. She says, I understand helping struggling immigrants, but my city, Los Angeles, isn't taking care of its own. What about the 50,000-plus U.S. citizens who live on the streets, people who live below poverty line and are hungry? If my state can't take care of its very own, many are vets, how can it possibly take care of any more?
Well, interestingly enough, if you look very carefully at Bernie Sanders' words, he's almost saying the same thing.
Yeah, he is.
So it's now coming back.
So is Kamala. Kamala Harris.
We have a boomerang situation here. Mm-hmm. Now, let's remember today, very many of them come back from the 100-day Democrat celebration retreat in Leesburg, Virginia.
Yep.
They all went to resort. We don't have a clue what necessarily went on there, but I would suspect, just hold on, because they probably concocted an awful lot of talking points going forward.
Sure. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi was asked at that conference how she was dealing with the alternative left, the freshmen, and she said, oh, you mean all five of them?
All right,
hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. It's an interesting night, but yeah, Nancy says, oh, all five of them? Oh, wow, what a slap in the hands there for these folks. I'll be right back. Kathy, tell us how they can get a hold of us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.